So we spent a lot of time last week talking about the sugya of Eimavatam, Islachat Chila, and it really broke down to a major machlokes in Rishonim, whether we're dealing with a deraisa or we're dealing with a derabanan. And of course, both of the shitas really brought their proofs from our sugya. So after Rishonim learned that Zera B'Sheila as a proof positive, that Eimavatam is an Islachat Chila, is an Isla deraisa, and others said, no, that's not true. In fact, this is a derabanan. So now we begin really the second sugya of Eimavatam, Islachat Chila, which is built on the world almost of two great chedushim, of two great acharonim, who want to suggest almost a little bit of a compromise, that sometimes Eimavatam Lachil is deraisa, and sometimes it's a derabanan, but not along the lines that we spoke about last week, the Nei Behuda, Yavish B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach, but rather in certain areas of halacha, the issue of Eimavatam Lachil becomes a deraisa almost for tangential reasons. So the two great gedolim who speak about this topic, one was the Ktos, and one was the Nesivas, although neither of them wrote about it in their particular sefer, because the Ktos was written on Chayshim Mishpah and Dinim Amunis, and the Nesivas was also written on Dinim Amunis. So both of them wrote in different svarim they wrote. The Ktos appears in his Shaul Zetshuvas in the back of the sefer of the Meluim, also written by the Ktos, and the Nesivas appears in the sefer Chavos Das, that was the Nesivas' work on Yerodea. So we'll start with the Ktos first. So the Ktos, the Baal of the Meluim, we'll use the terms interchangeably, has the following insight into our sugya that throws a whole new angle and a whole new look at Eimavatam is Lachat Chila. So we take a look, and we'll start with the second of the Marmakamas. The first we just read the Gemara, we already read that last week. So in the second of the Marmakamas, it's the Shailos of Truvas Avdei Miluim. Suffice it to say, these Shailos and Truvas had nothing to do with any real Shailos, any real Truvas. He called them Shailos and Truvas, but no one actually asked these Shailos. These were, even I couldn't have trumped up some of these Shailos. These were, they're very, very heavy-duty Lomdisha topics that he wanted to talk about, and he called them Shailos and Truvas. So comes to Avdei Miluim with the following Chiddush Gadol. Yerol Afiyani Asdaiti, it would appear to me as follows. The Hocha bin HaTorah Asur. Now in the particular case that he is discussing, we'll see in a moment what the case is, Eimavatam Lachila would be an Issa D'Oraisa. Why? Because the Avdei Miluim happens to be talking about Truma, about Bittul of Truma. Why is Bittul of Truma different than Bittul of Chazir? Mishum Da'anu Muzharan Ala Truma Shalon Afsidena. There is an Isser min HaTorah to destroy Truma. I can't take a piece of Truma, it's Kaddish, it's supposed to go to the Kohen. I can't take it and throw it into the garbage. I can't take it and throw it into the fire. It's Tomei, it's a whole other story. But if it's Truma Tahora, you're not allowed to be Mafsid Truma Tahora. How do you know that? Kiddichsiv. Ushmartem es bishmeres Truma Osai. Because the Torah says, then Parshas Korach, you have to guard Truma. So the word guarding has the connotation. You have to keep it intact, you have to keep it Kaddish, you have to keep it Tahor. As the Mishnah says explicitly, there's an Isser called Mavsa Truma. Umin HaTorah, Tzorach Sheyishmor, Tzorach Shimor, Shlo Navsa Truma, Chinkas of Arambam, Perkid Beis, Mechas Trumas, etc. Uchashemavatel Truma Besochulin. When a person takes a piece of Truma and he throws it into a mixture of Chulin, Hare Nepach HaIsser Leheter. By doing so, he just took Truma, which is a Dover, also a Dover Kadosh, and he transformed it to become a davra mutar, the nasa b'truma chulin. Because what he really just did was he turned truma into chulin. Achrei rab lahatos. That's what we read in this week's parsha. Achrei rab lahatos. That phrase iser nepach lios heta was a phrase that was originally coined by the Rosh in Maseches Chulin. The Rosh says that if you have three pieces of meat, two of them are kosher, one of them is treif, and they got mixed up together. The Rosh is not talking about doing it yourself, but they got mixed up together. So the Rosh is a famous psak that you're allowed to eat all three pieces together in the same sandwich. So the Rosh says, how can I say such a thing? It's wild, it doesn't make any sense. I'm clearly eating a piece of treifus. He says, no, you're not. Iser nepach liyos heter, that the same Torah that says you can't eat chazer is the same Torah that says achrei rabim lahatos, and the lomdus achrei rabim lahatos is Iser nepach liyos heter. Davar aser becomes transformed to become a davar mutar. So we spoke about this in the past, and the famous vort from Reb Chaim is that how in the world do you see in this pasuk achrei rabim lahatos anything at all to do with this klal of iser nepach liyos heter? When Balkara got to that, those words this week, Rav Hatos, so I wanted to stop him and just like say shit, just like, you know, this got to like think about this. That's so simple. But he was in a rush. He was going on, and he got to get the next one. So what in the world does Rav Hatos have to do with Bittul Barov? So Reb Chaim explained that when you have a a din Torah. So the din is dinim avos b'shlosha. So the three dayanim have to come really to a unanimous view in order to say chayiv, in order to say potter. The beis din has to speak as one voice. But the reality is they're not speaking as one voice. The Torah says you follow the majority. So two say one way and one says the other way. How can it be? Where's the beis din? So the answer is obviously what the Torah is saying is that the one voice, the dissenting view, has become batel to the majority view. And it's as if the entire beis din has spoke. So that's a phenomenal concept. That's a fascinating idea. That the person on the one hand is screaming potter, and oh, what he's really saying is chayev. But he's saying potter. No, he's really saying chayev. Because his vote of potter nepach lios chayev, that means the halacha is superimposing on him and saying, what you're really saying, apidin, is your vote is both of the rov of the other dayanim. Says Reb Chaim, if you could say that in beis din, you could say that in the kitchen also. So when you have three pieces of meat, two of them are kosher, one is treif. The treif piece of meat is not that we're giving you a break. Maybe it's okay. It's a suffek. There's a possibility that you're no. It's heter gomer. It's an epach lios heter.
So you also say that in Sanhedrin when it's talking about he says the same idea that it's really only found that concept of bit of barov is really not bit of barov, but is found in.
Yeah, so there's a very, very tricky tosfos. Right? There are two tosfos, the tosfos in Sanhedrin, the tosfos being a Torah of Kaaba, that has that idea, right? That a miut of a beis din is command the lesed, right? So that's a very, very close to the idea of Reb Chaim, right? Tosfos there is talking, see, that even Reb Chaim concedes there are really two things going on in beis din. Beis din is paskeying on the suffix of rov and the bimavatim of rov. So it's a nuance of what's going on, but you're right. That same idea does appear in Tosfos, right. So again, so comes the Avdan Miluim, and he says that since invoking bitl barov is going to transform the item and make it lose its characteristics, so what you are doing in effect is, says the Avdan Miluim, Avdan Ma'abed Atrubi Adayim, Keshavatla Barov Chulim. Says, what's the difference between that and taking a piece of truma and throwing it into the fire? When you throw truma into the fire, you throw it into the garbage, you're being mafsid the truma. So too, when you're mavat the barov, you're being mafsid the truma. The su leka kan truma, but ter amushmat the smirash the mosai vidok. That's the chiddush, that's the breakthrough of the Avdan Miluim. So bittel of chazir could be derabbanan. Bittel of nevelus and dreifus could be derabbanan. But bittel of truma, that's deraisa. And now, says the Avdan Miluim, based on what I just said, v'nicha bazeh liyashev had the amur b'chulin. Now, everything makes perfect sense. Our sugya in Zro B'Sheila, about El Nazar, why? The sugya in Zro B'Sheila. The Zro B'Sheila chidishu, the b'chola Torah eim of atlan is like a chila v'hachamutar. The Gemara makes it sound like the chidish of Zro B'Sheila is that it's mutter to be mevatel isurim l'chad chila, implying that it should have been osur. Why should have been osur? For kashim is ela poskim disfilu de eim of atlan is anuela b'drabon, and have to be shayim hold, that the prohibition of throwing chazer into a mix, the prohibition of throwing nevelos and trefas into a mix, is only a derabbanan. So why does the Gemara consider this to be a chiddush? Chiddush means that it's something that we never ever would have been matir min haTorah, except for the quirk that the Torah says it's okay. According to Hefti Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't read smoothly. Well, if he mashkesafti efsheli yashiv, the shiny's rabbi sheila, sherebi matnas kahuna vikri truma, less of the kedusibish master moses shleifsi then. Says the Avdan Miluim, the Zro B'Sheila is like a shekel truma, because the Torah calls it, give it to the Kohen. So if you give it to the Kohen, it's like a shekel truma, and by giving it to the Kohen, by trumas, you're being, in a sense, you're being mafsid, the din truma shabai, by being mavatla, you're being mafsid, the din truma shabai, and that's the problem there, Isa. So Adkan Divrei Avdan Miluim. So a big, big breakthrough in theory, in terms of bitl truma, and then the Avdan Miluim says, and based on his breakthrough, now our Gemara has a whole new spin on it.
But you're not mevatel.
No, the Torah says that you're allowed to take that zroa and cook it together with the rest of the meat. Right. Thereby, some of that zroa is becoming...
The tam
is becoming batel. So the Torah says you're allowed to do that. The Torah says that's okay. And it's a chiddush. The Gemara says that's a wild chiddush. I never, ever would have sanctioned such a thing in the first place. So the fact that the Torah is sanctioning something that would otherwise have been usur, the other move is picking up, and what would otherwise have been usur about it? The isur that would have otherwise been was bitl mishmeres trumosek. It would be mevatel a little bit of the truma shemal.
But the zroa remains only.
Yeah,
for
maybe
the
that doesn't apply. To
that's the right. But the tam got lost. Right. The tam, the bitl tam is that's the chiddush Torah. Right.
Why is tam in the keili? The Torah says, "Mark shoots up on mine. If you wash it out, it's gone. It's not that you're in battle of the time. You just removed it. It's just chicheres. It doesn't go out." But otherwise, Marco Shutef is gone. That's not being vatel.
No. But here, you're cooking it is going into
the. In general, we've been talking about the Isser, the Tam, and the Kli. If you do Kasha the Kli, you're not really mevatel Isser. You're just removing it.
Well. You've been back to list. We're back to the Rashba and the Ros Kasha. Well, it's coming out. It's not being destroyed. It's coming out into the water. And presumably the shishim in the water. So now you're not worried about it going back into the kli because it became bottle in the water. So you are invoking bittul b'shishim. That's what the Rishonim posed the question. Every time you kasher, you're always relying on bittul because the tam is not disappearing. It's coming back. It's coming into the water. But the reason why it doesn't bother me when it comes into the water is bottle b'shishim. But what the Rashba, they're all tiding last week. What gave you the right to do that in the first place? In v'ata sechachil. That was the kudah.
It's by kochim also though. Work with shutaf. You can wash it out and you're not mevatel, you're just taking it out. It's like you have a piece of chazer in the keli, you take it out.
No, but over here it's much worse than that, because here the tom of the aisle is going, the tom of the zero is going into the aisle. And I'm going to say that. It is relying, at the end of the day, you have to rely on bittul. If you don't rely on bittul b'shishim, then kashering doesn't work because it comes into the water and then it goes right back in. And again.
The Torah says, more
b'shishim. Yeah, I understand the Torah.
It means just you're taking it out.
So the question is, how, in the sense, is the Torah telling me to be valid? That's almost the Ra'oz Kasher from last week was that if you hold at the Tom, it becomes a Nifgram Lagamri when it's inside the walls of the Bath. By regular Kasher, forget about Kasher being Kasher, but by regular Kasher, if it becomes Nifgram Lagamri, then it's not a violation of Mevatel Sechachila. According to the Rashba's Yisoid, that it's still called the Tom, the Shevach, inside the walls of the Bath, so then you ultimately have to rely on Mevatel Sechachila, which is a problem. That was the time of the Ra'oz. So the question is, this Chiddush Gadol of the Avimluim, do we have a Raya for this? I mean, so Avimluim is still the Avimluim, the Ketzos is still the Ketzos, but is there any Raya whatsoever for this? So, if we take a look at the third of the Maamar Kamos, so the Rishalmi in Maseches Trumos seems to support this theory. So comes the Rishalmi and says, Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'isurin shariba alein shogeg mutarin meizit asurin. Rabbi Yochanan makes a sweeping statement and says that all isurin the Torah, chazer, nevelis, treifis, if a little bit of them got mixed in, and you realize, gevalt, it's not bottle b'shishim, you run to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, sorry, everything's treif, it's not bottle b'shishim. So the person has a great idea. Okay, no problem. I'll add on a little bit more heter. And now I'll come back tomorrow, and it's talk about the b'shishim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't do that. If it happened by mistake, you didn't do it on purpose, so then it's bottle b'shishim, bottle b'shishim. But b'mezer asurin, if you went ahead and added on heter to make it mutter, even though the Tarobis already started, it's not like I took a piece of chazer and threw it in from scratch into a pot of cholin. It already fell in by itself, and I'm only at 50 times of heter. I'm not allowed to add on the extra 10 parts of heter. And if I do it b'mezid, it's also b'dievid. Why is that? Because I violated a prohibition of Eim Vatlas L'chachila, and Chazal made a knas on me. They penalized me for violating this isser, and they only made the knas b'mezid, not b'shogig. Some knasas Chazal made b'shogig, both b'mezid. Sometimes they only made it b'mezid. So this is a particular knas that they only made b'mezid. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the din. Kol isurin shebetayra. Riba b'shogig mutar b'mezid asurin. Asks the Gemara, v'lomas nisini? Isn't this an explicit Mishnah? Why do I need Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora? Why do I need Rabbi Yochanan the Amora to tell me this din? Everybody knows it's a Beferish Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Shogig mutta mezer also. The problem is the Yerushalmi is very, very cryptic. It doesn't tell you which Mishnah it's referring to. It happens to be referencing a Mishnah Maseches Trumos. That's why this Yerushalmi is here. The Mishnah says in Trumos the following, that we know that the sheer bittul of Truma is 1 to 100. For whatever reason, Machlokes Rishonim why, but for some reason, Truma needs a higher level of bittul than other things. So imagine the following. Here you have a Yisrael, and he has this big barrel of chulin wine, and a little bit of truma wine gets mixed in. Gevalt, he's going nuts. Oh yeah, what am I going to do? Is it bottle b'meya? And he counts. Oh, gevalt, it's only 90. It's not 100. So what does he do? No problem. Takes a little bit more kosher wine, a little more chulin wine, pours it in. Ah, Baruch Hashem, now it's b'meya. So the Mishnah says explicitly, if you did it b'shogeg, that would be okay. If you did it b'mezid, that would be a problem. Why? Because you violated the yisra of emavatla mislechatchila, and we put a kenasa on you. So comes the Gemara and asks, comes Yerushalmi and asks the Rabbi Yochanan, Why do I need Rabbi Yochanan, first generation Amayr in Eretz Yisrael, to tell me this din that if you mevatel isurim, we make a kenasa on you because you did an aveira? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is pemolei that if you violated the isur of a mevatel isurim by adding on more to the heter, so that carries with it a kenasa. So what's the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan? So comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, "Now I'll tell you why Rabbi Yochanan was necessary. Masnisa betruma, asamei malach afilu shakal advarim." Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was that I would have thought that this din of Ein Mevatel Lechachila was only said by Truma. It wasn't said by Chazah, by Nevel, so Treifas. Rabbi Yochanan had to come tell me that, don't make that mistake. What kind of mistake is that? What kind of wild time is that? Why in my wildest dreams should I have thought that I would have said that the din is only true by Truma? Manish not a Truma from other Yisrael. Why is Truma worse than Chazir? What was proud of the Havamina? So according to the Avdim Luim, the Havamina reads like a charm. I would have thought that b'med v'mamurim, that there's an issa to mevatel issa l'chadchila, and it carries with it a penalty. That's when it's a Torah violation of mevatel, i.e. by truma. And manishtana, that truma carries with it a Torah violation above and beyond other isurim, because of the two words b'shmeres truma osai, because of mafsa truma, like the Avdim Luim said. So I would have thought that the issa of mevatel issa l'chadchila and the knas that carries with it, that makes a lot of sense when you're in the world of truma, when you're in the world of isurim deraisa. By chazir, there's no din of bitul chazir. You're allowed to take chazir and throw it into the garbage. You're allowed to burn chazir. So what's wrong with chazir? I would have thought, nishka felach. So you threw some chazir into the pot. Komash malon, catch this one. There's an iser of emavat lezachachil midrabanan. The chazawa masake, that not only by truma, where it's actually a deraisa, but even by chazir, where it's only a derabanan, even there you're not allowed to do it. And if you do it, there's a kenas on you as well. So, in Achadami, when all the dust settles, the halacha prohibits bitli surim lechachila, even by chaz and nevels and dreifus, but not, it's not the same as truma. It doesn't touch truma. So the havamin of the Yushami was right, except that we had to just finagle a little bit and say, afa b'chein, it's also b'draman.
Maybe we needed to teach us that it works by shish. Like, the truma is but b'meya. So maybe we needed it.
Right, but conceptually, why should there really be a difference? The idea of Emvatlas doesn't make a difference whether the quantity of bitl is 60, 100, 200, or a row. The idea is it permissible to take a davar also and be Mevatl it? So I would have had a very good Havamini to say for Ketzel. It's an interesting riot. It's a riot from Havamini and Rishami. That's really like two steps removed. First, we have to know the Rishami, then you have to realize what the Havamini of the Rishami is. So that's the riot from the Havamini. It's this one half line, half baked line of the Rishami. At the end of the day, it's not true at the end. At the end of the day, we do make an Isser by but that Svar L'chalek seems to support the theory of the Avdim Elohim that Bittul Truma is a much more serious violation. It's an Issa Deraisa rather than other Yisum, which is Adamit Rabbanim. However, notwithstanding what this line in Yerushalmi, a line in Yerushalmi is always very important. A Raif Yerushalmi is very important. The Ahelegam Aroyim wrote the Yerushalmi, and we take their words very, very seriously, unless they are contradicted by something that it says in the Bavli, because the Talmud Bavli was written about 300 years later, and a little less than 300 years later, the riff in the end of Maseches Erevin quotes a tradition for the Gaonim that whenever you have a machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishami, we 99% of the time follow the Bavli. The riff says because the Chachmei Bavel had access to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they knew what it says in the Rishami, and sometimes they agreed and sometimes they disagreed. So if they disagreed, they had a better perspective. They had a Hilchazak Yibasroi. We followed the later Amoraim. And therefore, what it says to Yerushalmi is very, very important, unless it's contradicted by something in the Bavli. So the question is there a Bavli that contradicts this? So we're building a whole case for an Avdim Eluim on a line in the Yerushalmi that's nice, assuming that there's nothing in the Bavli that contradicts this.
So usually Ein Mevatlin based on El Godol Memeno,
B'chachma Minyan.
But so it's a few hundred years later, Amron, Amron, but let's say it's Tanan, Amron. Why would we hold by the Bavli?
Excellent. Very, very good. Excellent. So the rule of Ein Beis and Yochel Bavli, the Beis Chaveh, Gomachum, Chominion, the Rambam quotes, actually from Yerushalmi, believe it or not, the Rambam quotes that applies to Yisum, the Rabbanon. It means if one Beis then makes it Gzeir, the Rabbanon, a later Beis then can't revoke it unless they go to B'chachum Chominion. But when it comes to Dinim D'Araisa, it's not that we're making a Din D'Araisa. We are interpreting a pasuk in a certain way. We're interpreting a halacha in a certain way. We're saying pshat in a certain halacha. We're seeing it in a certain way. So then we have another rule called Eilucha L'Shevet Shebiyamecha, that if a later Beis Din has a different perspective on it, so the later Beis Din, we have to follow. And so by Dinim D'Araisa, that cloud doesn't apply. So the question that Henry's really asking is the Kesef Ishtas question. If so, why can't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? means if that's true that by dinim derais you always follow the later base, then so why can't an amora argue in a tana? So that's a very, very loaded question. So there's a Rabbi Chanon and a Chazanish, and there's a lot of gedolei the Kesavishim, and he asks this question, begins to give a teretz. So it's a loaded question, the question is even more loaded than we're presenting it, because based on that, why can't we argue on the Gemara? It means I understand that we can't uproot a din derabanan that Chazal made, but if we think that a din deraisa, we think Chazal didn't understand this din deraisa, right? We think we're right, so why don't we have the authority to do that? So that's like double poshut on the old for the last 1700 years. Everybody has realized that 1600 years. We've realized that what it says in the Gemara is binding the Olam, the Omi Olam. That we're not here to disagree with what it says in the Gemara. The question is, what is the tokif of that in Allah exactly? Why is that phenomenon true? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has one malach in the Chazan Shul, a different malach, trying to explain based on the Rambam's why that phenomenon, the fact that phenomenon is true, that's like given. That's like the bedrock of halacha, is that we don't turn around now and argue what it says in the Gemara. What the halachic mechanism of why that's true is, it's a loaded question. It's a loaded question that deserves more than 3 minutes on a Monday morning. So another time, another place, we'll talk about that. But back to the story. So the question is there a Bavli anywhere that contradicts this Rishama? So you gotta check all of Talmud Bavli. I've said this over many times that today to check a Talmud Bavli is easy. Just Google, in the old days, this is how they used to do it. There was a certain Rosh Hashiva before he would say a Shia, so he would put his hands over his, he'd be quiet for a minute, and then one of the Tamidim went over to hear what's he mumbling, Baruchas, no, Shabbos, no, Erevin, no. So he went through all Shas, just the Chas, to make sure there was nothing in any Masecht against anything he would say in the Shia. So that's how you have to, that's the real way of doing it. Fascinating to keep it in the family a little bit. The person who actually went through all the Shas and thought about and found, discovered a Gemara that he thought contradicted the Avim Eluhim, believe it or not, was the Avim Eluhim's very own son-in-law. His own son-in-law who wrote the Hagos on the Avim Eluhim at the bottom. So he disagreed with the Shrek. I can't get into the family politics of what was going on here, but I guess that's what the father-in-law and son-in-law used to argue about. So the son-in-law writes in the Hagos on the bottom, he writes that the Mechil is covered by father-in-law, even though he has a good ride from the Rishami, he's against the Gemara and Beitza. You have to first learn the Gemara and Beitza to figure out what the Gemara and Beitza says in order to understand why he thinks he's against him. So in the fourth of the Maamar Kamos, the Gemara and Beitza has the following. The Gemara is talking about general statements of Mevatlis al Chachila. So the Gemara is talking about, not about Truma, the Gemara is talking about, I'd say, Muktza, some technical Yontif Shaila of Eim Mevatlis Chachila. So in fact, the Gemara, Vaha Kam Mevatl Isur Lechatchila, Utznan Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila, that how could you permit being Mevatlis Lechatchila in the particular case of, I'd say, Muktza, whole story. After all, there's a Mishnah that says Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila, that's all. We don't need the answer for now. We just need the question. The Gemara's question is, Gevalt Keshrukin, how could you tell me Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila? It's a Beferish Mishnah, you're not allowed to. Really? It's a Mishnah? Check all Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Where in the world does the Mishnah ever say Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila? One place. In Maseches Trumos, vis-a-vis Truma. That's the only time the Mishnah ever says Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila. But the case of the Truma that fell in wasn't Batal B'meya, then you want to throw a little bit more. So the Mishnah's not allowed to do that. So what did the Gemara do in Beitza? The Gemara says, how could you say Eim Mevatlis? How could you say you're allowed to be Mevatlis Lechatchila? You're against the Mishnah. I'm against the Mishnah. The Mishnah's by Truma. The Mishnah's not by anything else. How could the Gemara in Bavli and Beitza dare ask a question from Bittul Truma so flippantly and say, there's a Mishnah that says Eim Mevatlis Lechatchila, says the son-in-law of the Avim Eluhim. What do you see from here? That the Chachmei Bavel understood that there's absolutely no reason under the sun to differentiate between Bittul Truma and Bittul of anything else. If the Chachmei Bavel thought that distinction was a valid distinction, that would have been a very, very poor question to ask. That would have been a very, very weak question to ask that. There's no Tanah, there is no such Mishnah. So you see from here, says the Magia to Avdim Eluhim, that the Chachmei Bavel were working with the assumption, what's the difference between Bittul Truma, Bittul Atzei Muktzah, Bittul Nevelis, Trefus Chai? It's all the same thing. It's one sugya. Either the Rol Deraisa or the Non Deraisa. But this artificial chiluk that the Shver had, that the Avdim Eluhim had, to differentiate between the two, that sometimes it's Deraisa by Truma because of Bishmer is Trumosai, but other Isurim, it's only Derabanan, that seemingly artificial distinction is not correct. That was the attack of his son-in-law against the father-in-law. So you have to be Yashiv, the Shver, you know. You have to try to, how the Haley Avdim Eluhim, the Haley Ketzais. How did he miss this line? I mean, again, it's not exactly a favorite Gemara. How did he miss this diuk that his son-in-law was Bedayek in Beitza, Davdalam of Beitza? What's Pshat in the Avnei Milu? So the stipler in the Sefer Kilas Yaakov puts a spin on the entire sugya of Bittel Truma. He says, let's think for a moment. Let's take the Avnei Milu for a second. That you're not allowed to be Mevatel Truma. And the reason why you're not allowed to be Mevatel Truma is because you're taking something that's Truma and make it into chulin, and that's the issa derais mishmeres trumosai. Says the stipler, that makes a lot of sense. If you take a piece of truma and you throw it into chulin, you take a bottle of truma wine and you pour it into a big barrel of chulin wine, you would just mevatel truma. That's not what the Mishnah Trumas is even talking about. The Mishnah Trumas is talking about the truma was already in Nisarev. It was already mixed in, and guess what? Minatayim was ready batel barov. Truma requires 100 midirabana, not midiraisa. Truma requires a bittel b'meyah as a chumer d'rabbanim, most of the Rishonim say. Min haTorah, it was already bottle. Min haTorah, it's already what? It's already not truma. It's not even truma anymore, midaraisa, because it was already issa nepachlios out there. It was already truma nepachlios chulin. Elo what? There's an issa d'rabbanon that you have to have bittel meyah for truma. That issa d'rabbanon, the bittel meyah, it's like bittel chaz, like bittel neveils, bittel treifas. That has nothing to do with the shmeres trumosai. So comes the Kilas Yaakov, comes the stipler and says that if the Mishnah in Trumas would have said it's also to take a piece of truma and throw it into a pot, it's also to take a bottle of wine and throw it into a barrel, if that's what the Mishnah would have said, then you're right. The Magi is right. Then you can't extrapolate from that to other Yisurim, because that's the rice and that's the Rabbanan. Well, if it's already in his batel min haTorah, so it's already ois truma, it's already in his batel l'shem truma, elowat, there's an iser b'fnei atzmo of eating truma that was not batel yet in 100, that's an iser d'rabbanan, that's not doing anything. That's like chazan, that's like the veils of treifas. So that's why the Bavli had no qualms. The Bavli said, what are you talking about? V'hotzinan is a b'ferish mishnah, the name of Atlas l'chila, that applies to kol tarakula. So Fakir, it says the stipler, the Lashon of the Gemara Beitza is perfect, is gevaldik, and it's completely and totally irrelevant to what the Avdumim was talking about. So again, you decide, Abaycha Yivchar, whether you like the raya of the son-in-law of the Avdumim, or you like the dicha of the stipler, as to the Gemara Beitza. But when all the dust settles, the Avdumim Shtichel Torah still stands, and there is a potential raya, a potential chiluk, between Bittel Truma versus Bittel other Isur. Hopefully, next year, we have to come back and fine tune a little bit this Chiddush of the Avnilum and then go on to see what others have to say about this and ultimately move into the world of the Nesivos within the second half of our season.